A16, President Moon Jae-in has spoken really of the benefits of a strong naval force. When he attended the International Fleet Review on Jeju Island last week, the event, which ended on Sunday, also drew protests, though, and the president's vow to do all he can to heal the wounds of Kangjong village residents demonstrated his awareness of a conflict that stretches back more than 10 years since when it was selected as a site for a naval base. Let's now bring in Mr. Daryl Coote, writer, journalist and photographer currently living on Jeju Island, to hear more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us again on the show. So, 2 years have passed since this naval base opened. It felt like, after years of protest, its opening would eventually lead to those protests being diminished somewhat. But now, with this major international fleet review, it was an opportunity for local residents to show that they're still not happy with the base, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's actually kind of complicated, considering that there are different types of protesters and different groups of people that are involved in this controversy, because you have the base of protesters is kind of fractured into three groups, and you have those that have been opposed to the base from the beginning, who are from Kangjong, who have now come to terms with the fact that it's there and they're going to live with it. Those that are from Kangjong who still disagree with the base, and those that have actually moved to Kangjong from the mainland following the selection of the base in 2007. And those are actually the people who were mainly against the base fleet review this time. And that's not to validate their concerns, because it's still a South Korean naval base. But there is still this fracturing of the protest base itself within Kangjong. So it's kind of a complicated situation.
We saw major protests over the THAAD missile defense battery on the South Korean mainland in the last couple of years. But when we look at this naval base, what's the main objection? With the THAAD missile defense battery, it was over radiation and being a security threat. Is it mainly the concern of military escalations around the area?
Well, that's part of it. But there are actually a lot of reasons why people are against it. And one was the fear that it would turn Jeju into a target if anything would break out, if any conflict would occur. Another reason is just simply anti-American sentiment. Because of the reluctance of Seoul to communicate properly with residents of Jeju, and particularly with Kangjong, conspiracy theories kind of just flourished, and a lot of people assumed that it would then be an American naval base on Jeju. Another reason is that Seoul and local police and right-wing militia killed 30,000 Jeju residents during the Jeju massacre during 1948 to 1954. And a lot of people saw this as a reminiscence of Seoul pushing what it wants on the island. And a lot of people felt threatened by that. And another reason is just the environmental impact, because they had to blow up a large portion of rock that some Jeju residents found very important to the area, that they took offense from. And then, of course, there's the appellation of being an island of peace now being home to a naval base.
Has it also changed some of the local atmosphere, for example, with restaurants and bars and anything else opening up to accommodate the influx of military residents?
You know, that's what people had anticipated. But to be honest with you, the Kangjong residents are telling me they haven't really received any financial benefit in the area. The base is really tucked behind Kangjong village, and so you don't really need to go into Kangjong village to get into the naval base. And a lot of people are, that's what people in Kangjong are now kind of upset about, is the fact that they haven't really received any direct benefit, though have incurred such awful conflicts and problems and fracturing of community life.
Interesting. Because, I mean, there's a positive and a negative with some of those aspects. And we know, again, on the mainland that the Itaewon area, for example, near that Yongsan base has gone through ups and downs related to the military presence.
Mm-hmm.
But and sometimes that's led to curfews and so on. But as far as this situation, the standoff is concerned, what is the situation with the current government? President Moon Jae-in came in. He doesn't have the problem of being tainted by the decision to build this base in the first place, does he? But he's the current president.
Yeah. And the people, to be honest with you, I wasn't in the meeting because the meeting that he had prior to the fleet review was only with Gangjeong residents that had been in Gangjeong prior to 2007. And they appreciated his apology because he apologized, saying on behalf of the Korean government for not including them properly in the process and for not communicating deeply, was his words on what the Korean government was doing. But the villagers still don't know how much they can do for them because the issues that persist are within the community. I mean, I'm not sure what it's like on the mainland, but these families have lived in these small villages for hundreds of years, and these friendships and these families mean a lot, and they've been like torn asunder and broken because of the controversy. You know, before they wouldn't even say hi or talk to each other in the streets, and that's kind of what Gangjeong now wants the government to help to repair somehow.
And this is the issue, isn't it? Like, what can the government do? The naval base is there, it's obviously not going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any idea on that?
You know, I don't know, and they don't really know. I think mainly they're just tired. Like, it's a small, tiny fishing village, and if you go through it, there's still protester paraphernalia all over the place. There's a shanty where the Catholic priests hold mass and protest against the base, and it's been going on for 11 years now. And really, they're telling me they just want things to go back to normal. And you go through and you just kind of feel sad and sorry for Gangjeong Village.
Following the fleet review, there were some incidents of oil leaks, some oil fences spotted around the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan. And even there were concerns of possible nuclear waste discharge. Is this a case, in your view, of just stirring up any possible controversy, or is there some ground there?
I think it's more the latter than the former. I think that people, knowledgeable people, realize that these sort of incidents will happen, and people who are completely opposed to the base will find anything negative about it, understandably, to attack it. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen again, because people who are against the base tend to be also against military. So it's anything that they can hold on to that to attack it with, they probably will.
There is this argument that a base like this does more to secure peace than conflict. And even though it wasn't his project, President Moon was putting on those brave words when he stood before the International Fleet Review. Does that message resonate at all, though, with people there?
Yeah, that's difficult because people take hope in it. People like the idea of peace. But the issue comes down to is how do you define peace? I mean, not to sound difficult, but Korea is still at war, and therefore Jeju is still at war. It's a naval base. There are warships there. Sure, I suppose it can try to maintain peace, but it's still a naval base with weapons there. So, I mean, one hopes that it'll help to maintain peace, but it's still a war base.
Makes me wonder, you know, whether from the government's point of view, it might have been more convenient to have that Japanese flag actually go to the International Review after all, because then all the protests would have been directed there instead of on the base itself. Or at least it would have diverted some of the attention. But that didn't happen, thankfully, because, I mean, really, that could have caused a lot of pain, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty insensitive move by Japan to try to send its ships here with the rising sun flag on it, because in particular Jeju people were really oppressed during Japanese occupation. Yeah. And you can still see the effects and the scars, the tunnels and the bases that they had built here. Like, one of the reasons why the base is here is because of how strategic of a point it is. And Japan knew this and fortified the island at the end of the occupation and was preparing for tens of thousands of Jeju citizens to be killed in battle if when America was going to attack through here. So people in Jeju have a pretty strong resentment against Japan and for the occupation.
Yeah, because all the talk before the event had been in that direction. And even then, it's somewhat overshadowed the protests we've been talking about this morning. We've got to leave it there. Daryl Coote, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.